Welcome to the Tack Rag Podcast. My name is Kevin Nelson. I am your host, and it is my pleasure today to be able to introduce you to Mr. Daniel Wold. He is the Director of Strategic Accounts for National Coatings and Supplies and Single Source, Inc. Daniel, welcome to the Tack Rag.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for inviting me.
Now, we were just talking before we started this. You don't like the title Director of Strategic Accounts. What do you call it?
Director of Strategic Relationships.
Strategic Relationships. I like that. So, Daniel, we've been talking about doing this podcast, and really we're going to focus on the SCRS blend study. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with Aaron Schulenberg. It's almost been 2 years ago about this study. So let's just try to bring the audience up to speed with what was the SCRS blend study.
Absolutely. So about 2 years ago, the SCRS facilitated a study and kind of an investigation around the processes and the time studies needed for a blending a panel versus doing a full refinish on a new panel.
Time out. Let's act like we don't know anything. Why was it necessary?
Absolutely. So what the estimate database would give 50% of the full refinish time for a panel that was blended. Right. And what we were finding is most shops were spending much more time than the full refinish time to complete a blend because of the extra processes that were necessary. Regardless, the estimating systems would give approximately 50% of the base full refinish time. And then if there was a three stage, it was about 70%. And if it was Autotex, it was about 35% more than the 50%.
Gotcha. So when this study was done, to bring credibility to it, what organizations were involved in it with SCRS?
Absolutely. So the most important was DECRA of North America. DECRA of North America was the third party that was on site to audit, review the processes, and most importantly, validate the data that came out. So I know we refer this to this as the SCRS blend study. This really was all validated and followed along the entire process with DECRA North America, the third party.
Well, I can tell you, I just spent 2 days with an auditor from DECRA in Arlington, Texas for AS9120 certification for aviation to distribute aviation products. Mm-hmm. They are very thorough.
Absolutely.
I can promise you they are very thorough. So was the study done with one manufacturer, just some paint? Who from the industry was involved in this study?
Great question. So first off, we have to thank GFS for providing their training facility in Wisconsin where this was completed at. So the paint companies that were involved were AkzoNobel, Axalta, BASF, PPG, and Sherwin-Williams.
So basically all of them.
Absolutely. All of the premium lines.
All right. And so was there specifically some type of automobile? Was it just a car that they were blending? Was it just a solid color? What kind of work did they do?
Absolutely. So what they did is they took they got data from CCC from 2021, and they found that the most appraised car was a 2015 Nissan Altima. Unfortunately, their parts were not available for the Altima, so they ended up using 2018 F-150. So that was the vehicle that the parts were from. And then they found that the most popular, most common blended panels were a right front door followed by a right front fender and a hood. And so they used those three parts on a Ford F-150 to complete the blend study.
And was it, again, back to the color? I mean, we know all of the paint manufacturers were involved. Was there one color? Was there multiple colors? How was that done?
Sure. So again, they used the most common colors for that F-150, which was Oxford White, which is about 32% of the claims. Silver metallic was next. It's around 17%. And then a white platinum tri-coat, which was about 12% of the color on the repaired F-150s.
Who was actually doing the work? Who was applying the paint?
Sure. So each one of the paint manufacturers brought out one of their top technical consultants and applicators to complete the process from the beginning to the end. So with AkzoNobel, one of their AkzoTechs performed the work, with Axalta the same, and so on.
Gotcha. And how were each of the operations tracked?
Sure. So what they did is again, this study was, again, this is all about new parts that had no damage on them. Something that is interesting was every one of these parts had a small imperfections in the E-coat. The database times and the estimating system does not account for that, right? So that would be an additional operation. Again, they did not account for that they didn't account for that in the time studies. But when a facility is repairing a vehicle and they use new parts, if there are imperfections in those new parts, that is an additional labor time that needs to be billed. And so again, all of those parts, they broke down the study into four different processes, right? And so one of the processes was the preparation, which included sanding, pre-cleaning, masking, mixing of the product, base coat, sealer, wet bed, clear, the application of those items, and then the flash time in between coats. Again, the flash time was standardized, 5 minutes between coats, 15 minutes between processes, but the baking and the curing time was not accounted for.
Okay. And earlier you had mentioned that at the time of this study, the information providers, right, the Autotex, the CCC, the Mitchell, they were allowing for 50% of the refinish time for blend time, right?
Yes.
So, and I guess that's really where we get to now from 2 years ago. Has anything changed in the databases that have benefited the collision repair centers?
Sure. So if I step back for a minute, real quick, the results were interesting, right? So at the end of this, depending upon the color, the paint manufacturer, the part, it was found that there was the time that it took to do complete a blend panel was between 111% and 175% of the full refinish time. Right. And so again, many were, on average, this ended up to being about, 31.6% more than full refinish. Right. And so we've all been sitting back waiting for the blend times to be majorly increased in the estimating database systems. Right. And so the question is, where are we today? 2 years later, a year and a half from when the study was released. Right. And so unfortunately, the overview of what the estimating databases have come and said was an on the spot evaluation needs to be conducted to determine what the necessary time is. And so no database corrections have been done. There's been no increase in the times on the blends. Both CCC of Motors and Autotex, they have updated their repair manuals to note that an on-the-spot evaluation needs to be completed. And again, you can go into the databases and default what the percentage of the blend time should be a full refinish. So instead of that 50%, you could increase that to 131 or 100%, which would be full refinish. But again, those are going to show as manual lines, and they're going to show that they have been altered.
So it sounds like it's back to each individual shop with their individual information provider, mm-hmm. with whoever the insurance company is that they're dealing with. It's a negotiation again. It still is. Is that correct?
100%. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.
So has there been any conversation about how that's being done and who's been most successful at it and how they're going about it?
I have had I'm very, very fortunate as I get to travel and meet many people across the country. Right. And I've been asking this question, what's this look like? What's have you been able to get more time? A mixed bag. Right. Many shops before the blend study was conducted, they were charging full refinish on blends because of the additional time it took them. And they were, somewhat successful at that. As of today, I don't, many people everybody has a different little strategy at working on this. But again, most have not been extremely successful at both educating and getting the insurance company to pay the additional time. Again, okay. We have some recommendations maybe on how to begin that conversation and start the ball moving little by little, small steps.
So do we have any tips that we need to talk about as far as what's now? What can the shops do now?
Correct. And again, with any part of estimating the damage on a vehicle and finding what is damaged and the correct way to repair this through the OEM repair manuals, et cetera, when we come back to the paint, it's very similar. We need to know our paint system. We need to know every paint system has slight tweaks to it. I wouldn't say one is overall much quicker than another in the blends, but we need to know what's necessary at our shop. Back in and again, this is going to require the estimator to go back and work in the paint shop for a little bit, work with his painter, understand the operations that he is doing, what operations are in excess that they don't have to use on the full free finish, such as wet beds, etc. Right, and with that information, then once they completely understand it, going and start to educate the insurance company and make small steps.
Got it. So going back through, I'm going all the way back up where we were talking about the application. You talked about sealer color clear. Is sealer always required?
So if sealer is used on a blend panel, we definitely need to be charging full refinish for that, right? And I think it brings up, that's a great, great question, because we've all seen where the clear coat will actually change the color of the paint, or even we do a blend and the color will be slightly different. And there are colors where we actually need to take the sealer and extend that onto the blend panel and then blend it from there out, right? So that we don't have a difference between the panels, right? In those cases, we definitely need to be charging for full refinish if we're using sealer, right?
Got it. So is there any education? I mean, you said all of the paint manufacturers were involved in this mm-hmm. study. Have we seen them and how they're training the shops on this issue, blending versus, you know, straight refinish time? What kind of education are the manufacturers providing?
I'm not aware of my, I'm not saying that there isn't much education going on there, but I'm not aware of the education there. Again, to reiterate, something that's very interesting and I definitely would recommend reading the full report the SCRS published. But on that report, this wasn't about which paint line was quicker, color versus color, or part versus part. And so they didn't actually list what paint line produced what each time, right? Each paint line is referred to as study one, study two, study three, study four. But every color, every part required a different amount of time, right? And that is where the estimate databases are saying it requires in the on-the-spot evaluation, right? The silver is going to take a different amount of time than the white, et cetera, et cetera. And it's going to vary based on the paint line that you're using. And that's, again, why we need to understand the process. And we're going to have to begin to do, again, on-the-spot evaluations. Maybe on certain colors, we're only going to charge an extra 10%, 60% of the full refinish, right? Small steps. Maybe we go to the guest, right, the customer, and explain the whole process to them and explain why it's necessary and why the blend's necessary, why color match is necessary, and explain to them that extra 10% that, you know, may result to in a small amount of money, the insurance company doesn't pay, they need to pay, right? And again, that would put the guest in a better position to have the insurance company indemnify them once they've covered that cost, right? Small steps.
Now, is it, and you could tell me, Kevin, you don't know what you're talking about, but a DRP shop versus a non-DRP shop, is there more latitude? Obviously, you're not negotiating with an insurance company the same way if you're a DRP for them it is, if you're not. Is there any difference in that and when a customer can get paid for what they're doing?
That's a great question. And first off, I am not anti-DRP by any means, but if a facility decides to sign a contract with an insurance company, they need to honor what they signed in that contract. right? That contract may say that they will only pay what the 50%. That contract may say what they cover regarding safety inspections or not. And so, again, you will be, I'm more than certain you will, it will be very difficult to charge your customer non-included operations if you've signed a contract with the insurance company to accept what that contract states. So again, this is more designed for non-DRP repairs.
I got you. So is the data enhancement gateway, is there data in the in that system that supports this study?
So the database enhancement gateway, I cannot give a big enough shout out to that nonprofit. Of course, ran by my friend Danny Gredenberg. And again, what the DEG does is it takes your feedback, right, as a repairer regarding vehicle specific, maybe errors in the estimating databases, emissions, and inaccuracies. And that with again and with labor times and clarification of things that are included, not included. And then Danny and the DEG takes that back to the database, the estimating system in question, gets an official response, and then that information is published in the DEG. Right. Again, in this case, this is probably a little bit more for vehicle specific items. Again, because this is 100% on the spot evaluation, as every repair is different. It isn't something that the DEG is going to be able to put in a request and get a fixed labor time update.
Because every repair is different.
It's kind of like polishing, right? There's certain times that we're going to have to completely do a texture sand. There's other times that, you know, we're just going to have to denib and finesse, right? It's going to require an on-the-spot evaluation, and it's going to a lot of times take place after that process and the repair is completed.
Gotcha. So let's go back to where we started. The SCRS started this. There was obviously a request from their members that this was a study that needed to be completed. How is the SCRS still supporting this effort? And is there anything new in, you know, coming up in the future from SCRS?
Well, again, I cannot shout praises enough for the Society for Collision Repair Specialists, Aaron Schulenberg, the entire board, my friend Rob Grieve, and many others that have selflessly worked on this project and many more that are influencing the industry today. Again, their position here was facilitating and covering a lot of the cost of DECRA, et cetera, putting out this information. This information has been put out. It has been well explained to the estimating systems and their databases. And again, at this point, Mitchell is the one we're probably waiting on right now to give an update in their repair manuals on how this should be handled. But I believe that, again, we're back to that spot where every repair is going to require an on-the-spot evaluation, and we're going to need to know our paint system, we're going to need to understand it, and we're going to need to educate, right? I think we need to educate before we charge, right? And that probably give the most success.
How can NCS support that, Dan? NCS and SSI, how can we help support in this process of education for our collision center customers?
Absolutely. First off, I personally and NCS and Single Source are very, very passionate about supporting the SCRS community, the DEG as well, and being very close to them. Again, just as NCS and Single Sources invest a lot of money in me and making sure that we are in the rooms where these things are being discussed so that we can take this and educate our customers and maybe bring a little information to them that they haven't, they're not aware of. Something I'd also like to offer as well we have put together a PDF giving some of these resources, linking the full blend study, some of the updates from CCC Motors, Mitchell, and Autotex. And if anyone would like the PDF of this with the hyperlinks, et cetera, to get more information, they could send an email to marketing@ncsssi.com. And our marketing team would love to send that out to them.
Perfect. Perfect. Because the more that you understand it, the better you'll be able to educate, evaluate, and then, you know, talk to your customers about it. So that's fantastic. Well, Daniel, what did I forget to ask you, bud?
I don't know. I think you covered it mainly. Again, if there's any way that I can help anybody, definitely reach out. Everybody at NCS has my phone number, and I would be glad to help in any way possible. Maybe even connect someone to DG, Danny, SCRS, and provide a little more assistance there.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're not a member of SCRS, if you're not utilizing DEG, you need to check them out. Right? This is
100%.
These are two of the major organizations within the collision repair industry that you need to be involved in. All right. Again, I'll echo what Dan just said. If you want more, the flyer that's been built that gives you links to the study, send it to marketing@ncsssi.com, and we'll get that information out to you. All right. Dan, have a great day, buddy. Go sell something, will you?
Of course, Kevin. Thank you much. Take care.